ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भम् व्यासावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो पूर्वपक्षीस् डौट् वास् बिफोर् As karma serves as an indirect means of attainment of moksha, by contributing for mental preparation required for jnanam, karma is involved in somehow attaining moksha, even though it is not a direct means. Therefore, one has to, in order to perform karma for antakarna shuddhi, one needs to be a grihasthashrami, which means only grihasthashrama prescribes karmas, so that the person, if a person has to perform karma and he must be qualified, for which he must be a grihasthashrami, and he can perform karma, he can attain antakarna shuddhi, and thereby he can attain jnanam. Therefore, other ashramas are not necessary. Sannyasa ashrama is not necessary. Vanaprastha ashrama is not necessary. That was his argument before. And Shankara Bhagavatpada made it very clear. No, for antakarna shuddhi, karma is definitely important. One has to do some form of karma to prepare one's mind for jnanam. And that karma need not be only a karma prescribed for a grihastha. Every ashrami has one's own karma. Vanaprastha ashrama also karmas are there. For sannyasa ashrama also karmas are there. Not only that, he mentioned all those disciplines and virtues, values, which all have to be expressed through karma. For which also they all have their own karmas. One does not need to be only a grihastha ashrami to do karma, to prepare one's mind for jnanam. A person who is relatively more evolved can skip the grihastha ashrama if he is adequately prepared, and he can take care of his further preparation, remaining a brahmachari or remaining a naishtika brahmachari or a vanaprasthi or a sannyasa ashrami. Still he can prepare his mind. So therefore sannyasa ashrama is necessary. Vanaprastha ashrama is necessary for people who are ready for taking to such lifestyles. So Shankara Bhagavatpada made it very clear. Now I'm going to read page number 386. Am I correct? And still Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer continues. The same Purupaksha, but answer continues. I mean the last paragraph. One does not necessarily require to enter into grihastha ashrama in order to prepare his mind. Remaining in other ashramas also, one can do necessary karma to prepare his mind for jnanam. Okay, next paragraph. I'm reading next sana in page number 386. Janmantara krita karma bhyascha. Janmantara krita karma bhyascha. Pragapi. Garhasthyat. Vidyotpatti sambhavat. कर्मार्थत्वाच्च गार्हस्थ्य प्रतिपत्तेः कर्मसाध्यायाञ्च विद्यायां सत्यां गार्हस्थ्य प्रतिपत्तिरनर्थिकैव कर्मसाध्यायां च विद्यायां सत्यां गार्हस्थ्य प्रतिपत्तिः அனர்த்திகா ஏவ கார்ஹஸ்திய பிரதிபத்தி அர்த்திகா ஏவ. I'll read again. கார்ஹஸ்திய பிரதிபத்தி அனர்த்திகைவ. If you, now I'm going to read, break the sentence and read it. ஜன்மாந்தர கிருத கர்மப்யஹ ச. ஜன்மாந்தர கிருத கர்மப்யஹ ச. பிராக் பிராக் அபி பிராகபி. சோ பிராக் மீன்ஸ் பிஃபோர். அபி பிராக் அபி மீன்ஸ் ஈவன் பிஃபோர். பிராக் பிஃபோர் பிராகபி ஈவன் பிஃபோர். ஈவன் பிஃபோர் வாட்? ஜன்மாந்தர கிருத கர்மபியஸ்ச. பிராகபி கார்ஹஸ்த்யாத். கார்ஹஸ்த்யாத் வித்யா உற்பத்தி சம்பவாத். சோ சங்கராச்சாரிய கிவ்ஸ் அனதர் ஆப்ஷன். வித்யா உற்பத்தி சம்பவதி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் ஐ எம் டூயிங் இட். வித்யா உற்பத்தி மீன்ஸ் ரைசிங் ஆஃப் ஞானம். வித்யா உற்பத்தி ரைசிங் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். சம்பவதி ஹேப்பன்ஸ். வித்யா உற்பத்தி சம்பவதி. Rising of knowledge takes place. Sambhavat means what? Due to that reason. Due to the reason that knowledge takes place. Knowledge takes place. How? Garhasthyat prak api. Even before a person enters into the grihastha ashrama. It happens for some people. Garhasthyat means pragapi. Garhasthyat pragapi. It's a panchami vibhakti again. Before a person enters into the grihasthashrama also, which means before becoming a grihastha also, vidya utpatti sambhavati. Knowledge rises. How? Because of their karmas, the punyam they have earned through the karmas performed in the previous janmas. Janmantara means other janma. Janma, birth. Janmantara, other birth. Krita, done. Karmabhyaha, from the karmas performed in other births. Janma antara krita karmabhyaha, from the karmas performed in previous births or other births. Anya means other. Antara, other. So from the karmas performed in other births also, even before a person enters into the grihastha ashramaha, before even becoming a grihastha, vidya utpatti sambhavati. Knowledge rises in some cases. Okay, some people, it happens for some people who are adequately prepared, means who would have earned lot of punyam in their past lives. Therefore, they're born as highly mature, prepared-minded people. They don't even become sannyasi or don't even become grihasthashramis. Even at a very young age, as a brahmachari, even before that also, much before that also, people attain jnanam. Which means, what does it mean? Yeah, some parabdha they have, so somehow they're born. Some impurities obstructed their knowledge. So they were born and they had to wait. That's what happened with people like Ramana Maharshi, Ramakrishna Paramahamsaha, or even some other Mahatmas. Today I did Aitreya Upanishad, where Upanishad talks about Vamadeva Rishi who attained jnanam in mother's womb. So this is all something non-believable for us. But still, Shastram does say, whenever pratibandhas are all removed, that is why Shastram keep on doing good karma, praying to Bhagavan. Antakarna Shuddhi should happen. Impurities are the big obstacles. So impurities prevent us from attaining jnana. So it is because of the pratibandha, a person who would have worked for jnanam, even previous janmas, who would have lived a clean life, could have earned a lot of punyam from his karmas, such a person who would have died without having attained jnanam, for such people, knowledge rises. Vidya utpatthi sambhavati. It happens, rising of knowledge happens, knowledge rises. When garhasthyat pragapi, even before entering into the grihasthashrama, because of what? Because of or from the karmas performed in other lives. So the previously earned punyam contributes for mental preparation, which means what is mental preparation? Removal of obstacles by neutralizing the papa karma. Okay, so punya karma performed neutralizes the papa karma, thereby removes the obstacle, thereby my mind becomes adequately pure and steady. So knowledge rises. This first sentence. Next, next sentence. Karmarthatvacha garhastya pratipattehe. And garhastya pratipattihi. See, pratipattihi means attainment, taking to, taking. Pratipattihi means adaidal. Eduthukolludal. Garhastya pratipattihi means attainment of grihastha ashramaha or taking grihastha ashrama life. Attainment of grihastha ashrama is called garhastya pratipattihi. That is also karma arthatvat. Karma arthatvat cha. Cha and grihasthashrama life itself is prescribed specifically for performing rituals. Why should a person take to grihasthashrama? Mainly to perform karma. Therefore, karma arthatvat garhatya pratipattihi. Due to that reason, fifth case, pratipattehe. Take simple sentence, karma arthatvat cha garhastya pratipattihi. Taking to a life of grihasthashramaha itself is only meant for performance of karmas. Karma arthatvam means, karma arthatvam means what? Karma karmartham grihasthashramaha. The simple sentence will be like this. Grihasthashrama svikaraha karmartham. Only for performing karma rituals, grihasthashrama itself has been prescribed. Itself is maintained. Okay, next. Karma sadhyayam cha vidyayam satyam. Karma sadhyayam cha vidyayam satyam. Garhastya pratipattihi anarthika eva. Vidyayam satyam sati saptami. Vidyayam satyam means if when knowledge is already there. Vidyayam satyam satmi vibhakti sati saptami. Jnanam irukkindra poludu. Vidyayam satyam, when knowledge is there already. Okay, and next sentence, next word is karma sadhyayam. What does it mean? Karma sadhya, we have to be very careful. Karma sadhya means the knowledge which has to take place through the by earning the mental purification. Knowledge which has to take place by through the purification of the mind attained through karma. So knowledge which has to rise or which takes place because of the karma because of the karma. If the knowledge is already there, if already knowledge is there, if already mental preparation is there, then garhasthya pratipattihi, assuming a grihastha role, anarthika. Anarthika means meaningless. Pratipattihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore, taking to a life of grihastha, pratipattihi, grihastha ashramatai adaidal etrukkoludal enbadu payanatrathu, anarthika. Pratipattihi anarthika. Kasya pratipattihi, garhasthya pratipattihi anarthika. So, attainment of grihasthashramaha, taking to life of grihasthashramaha is meaningless if the adequate preparation required for jnanam is already there. Or even if knowledge which is for attaining which karma also becomes indirect means, it is already there, then grihasthashramaha is not necessary. It is not useful. In fact, anarthika means purposeless. Is it clear? Okay. See, I wanted to know, make a note, anarthakam. Anarthakam, neutral gender word. Anarthakaha, masculine gender. Anarthika, feminine. Anarthakam, anarthakaha, anarthika. Here, pratipattihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore, pratipattihi anarthika. Taking to garhasthya pratipattihi anarthika. It is meaningless, purposeless. When vidyayam satyam, when knowledge which is already there, the knowledge which is dependent on karma for mental purification, that knowledge, if it is already there, when it is already there, then taking to grihasthashramaha is purposeless. Vidyayam satyam, karma sadhyayam cha vidyayam satyam, garhasthya pratipattihi anarthika eva. Okay. It is possible to gain the knowledge even before becoming a grihastha due to karmas done in the previous births. And taking to grihastha ashramaha is only meant for karmas. If knowledge is already there, which is achieved through karma, entry into a grihastha ashramaha is absolutely meaningless, purposeless. Before entering into the grihastha ashrama, one can have desire for the knowledge in the brahmacharya ashrama itself due to janmantara krita karmas, janmantara krita karma bihi or karma bhyaha. Karmas done in the past lives. As a student in the Gurukulam, he can pursue the knowledge with the commitment. Therefore, you cannot say one has to be in the grihastha ashramaha in this janma only. If in the previous births, he might have been a grihastha many times and in the process gathered good karma. Therefore, knowledge can arise even before one enters grihastha ashramaha. After the rise of knowledge, there is no need for a grihastha ashrama, which is meant for karma. Karma has already fulfilled itself in giving rise to this vidya. Bhashyakaraha is doing the obsequies here for their arguments. Karmarthatvatcha गार्हस्थ्य प्रतिपत्तेः फॉर डूइंग अग्निहोत्रादि कर्मास यू गेट इन टू मैरिड लाइफ सिंस इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल टू डू दिस कर्मास विदाउट पत्नी. It is not possible in the sense you are not qualified to do it. Marriage itself is a Vedic ritual meant to lead a religious life, which implies progeny also. So he says, karma tattvata cha garhasthya pratipattehe, becoming a grahastha is meant for karma. You will find a beautiful answer explanation for this even in the following, I think we've already seen them. It is not possible in the sense you are not qualified to do it. Marriage itself is a Vedic ritual meant to lead a religious life, which implies progeny also. So he says, karma tattvat cha गार्हस्य प्रतिपत्तेः becoming a grahastha is meant for karma. Karma sadhyayam cha vidyayam satyam. When vidya that is achieved through karma is already there, getting into grahasthashramaha is of no use. Here, vidya is said to be karma sadhyam, karma sadhya, because karma removes all pratibandhas, thereby one gains the knowledge. That knowledge is gained by him in this life before getting married. Therefore, grihasthashrama has no purpose to serve. The Purapakshi may try to defend householder's life because it gives you this loka as well as other lokas. The Shruti says, Putrena ayam lokaha jayaha. With progeny you can gain this world. This is the rule. With progeny, you make it in this world, you get certain fulfillment. You can build an empire and keep it going because of progeny. Then, karmana pitrulokaha, you gain the world of means by doing certain karmas. Vidyaya devalokaha, by meditation you gain devaloka. It takes you to Brahma Loka if you combine meditation with the karma. So he argues, if progeny is not there, what is this world for? You require only a one room apartment. Take a walking stick and walk around. Nothing to accomplish here. It is just a waste. Every year you have to just hang around. What for, you do not know. With no children, life becomes boring. So, to gain this loka, you must have progeny. This is what Veda says. And it is true also. What is said by the Veda is always true. If children are not there, you should have Vedanta. If children are not there, you should have Vedanta. Then there is no problem. Bhashyakara answers the argument now. Is it clear? See, what is relevant for whom, when? That must be very clear. Okay, next. I'm reading next one. Lokarthatvacha putradinam. Lokarthatvacha putradinam. Putradi sadhyebhyascha ayam lokaha pitralokaha. Okay, putradi sadhyebhyascha ayam lokaha pitraloko devaloka ityetebhyo vyavrittakamasya ನಿತ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾತ್ಮಲೋಕದರ್ಶಿನಃ ಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನಂ ಅಪಶ್ಯತಃ ಕಥಂ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿ ಉಪಪದ್ಯತೆ. ಶಂಕರ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲಿ, ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ಬೈ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್. ಆರ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್? ಓಕೆ, ನೌ ಹಿ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್, ಭಾಷ್ಯಕಾರ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್. ಸಿ ಲೋಕಾರ್ಥತ್ವಾತ್ ಚ ಪುತ್ರಾದೀನಾಂ. ಸಿ ಪುತ್ರಾಹ ಕಿಮರ್ಥಂ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷ್ಯಂತೆ ಲೋಕಾರ್ಥಂ. ಸಿ ಯೇ ಲೋಕಂ ಇಚ್ಛಂತಿ ತೇಷಾಮೇವ ಪುತ್ರಾಹ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷಿತಾಹ. ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪುತ್ರಾಹ ಲೋಕಾರ್ಥಾಹ, ಪುತ್ರಾಹ ಲೋಕಾರ್ಥಾಹ. ಸೊ ಪುತ್ರಾದ ಪುತ್ರ ಆದೀನಾಂ ಏವ ಲೋಕಾರ್ಥತ್ವಂ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್? ಪುತ್ರಾದೀನಾಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್, ಸನ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ, ಸನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ, ಪ್ರಾಜನಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಫಾರ್? ಲೋಕಾರ್ಥ ಲೋಕಾರ್ಥಂ ಏವ ಪುತ್ರಾಹ. To make a simple sentence, you have to write like this. Lokartham putraha. Simple sentence. Lokartham putraha. Simple sentence. Means putradayaha. You can write putradayaha lokartham. Lokartham putradayaha. Means progeny, etc. Or for attaining lokas. For the purpose of attaining lokas only, one needs progeny. So, putradayaha lokartaha. Okay, next. Putradi sadhyebhyaha. Sadhyebhyaha. Ayam lokaha. Pitra lokaha. Deva lokaha. Iti yetebhyaha. ವ್ಯಾವೃತ್ತ ಕಾಮಸ್ಯ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಆತ್ಮಲೋಕದರ್ಶಿನಃ ಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನಂ ಅಪಶ್ಯತಃ ಕಥಂ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿಃ ಉಪಪದ್ಯತೆ. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಸಿ ಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನಂ ನ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ. ಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನಂ ನ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ. For such a person, yaha purushaha karmani prayojanam na apashyati, saha karmani prayojanam apashyan purushaha. The person who does not see, any use in karma. What does it mean? For a person who is aspiring for moksha and jnanam, for him he does not see karma anymore useful. It is like the person is not interested in karma anymore because he knows karma cannot give him moksha. For such a person, karmani prayojanam yaha na pashyati, saha karmani prayojanam apashyan purushaha. For him, apashyataha, karmani prayojanam apashyataha purushasya, ಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿ ನ ಉಪಪದ್ಯತೆ. ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್. ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿ ನ ಉಪಪದ್ಯತೆ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಎನಿ ಕರ್ಮ. ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿ ಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿ ನ ಉಪಪದ್ಯತೆ. ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆರ್ ಗೆಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹು ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಿ ಎನಿ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಇನ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಎನಿ ಮೋರ್. ಹಚ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಓಕೆ, ವೈ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಿ ಎನಿ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಇನ್ ಕರ್ಮ? ಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನ ಕಿಮರ್ಥಂ ಸಹ ನ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ. Why? Because nitya siddha atmaloka darshi. that person is Nitya Siddha Atmaloka Darshi. Very nice sentence it is. Nitya Siddha Atma means what? Nitya Siddha Atma means ever obtaining Atma. Okay, ever evident Atma is said to be Nitya Siddha Atma. And Nitya Siddha Atma Eva Lokaha. Nitya Siddha Atma Lokaha. Darshi Pashyati. Yaha Nitya Siddha Atma Lokam Pashyati. Saha Nitya Siddha Atma Loka Darshi. Got it? The one who clearly always sees the ever evident Atma means a Jnani. Nitya Siddha Atma Loka Darshi means the one who never loses sight of the Atma, one who is ever reveling in the vision of the Atma, is Nitya Siddha Atma Loka Darshi. Yepodum Vlangikundrikindra Atmave Parkindravanakku Nitya Siddha Atma Loka Darshinaha. For a person who has clear vision of the Atma, for him, naturally, it is not possible to have any involvement in action because he does not see any benefit in karma anymore. Nitya Siddha Atma Loka Darshinaha Purushasya Karmani Prayojanam Apashyataha Purushasya Karmani Pravruttihi Na Upapadyate. Okay? Karmani Patipatihi Pravruttihi Na Upapadyate. So yes, Katham Upapadyate. How is it possible for him to have involvement in karma? For a person who does not see any more benefit in karma, who also has a clear vision of the Atma. Okay. Not only that, this person, he says, Vyavritta Kamaha. This Jnani does a Vyavritta Kamaha. Vyavritta Kamaha means Vyavrittaha Kamaha. Vyavrittaha Kamaha Yasmat or Yena. Vyavrittaha Kamaha Yasmat. The one who is free from the desires. Vyavritta Kamaha. One who is free from desires. Which is desire for what? Desire for this. Pitruloka, Devaloka, ityete bhyaha, Vyavritta Kamaha. Vyavritta Kamaha. For a person who is free from desire for the world, this world, which world? Iti ete bhyaha. This world of Devalokaha, Pitrulokaha, Ayam Lokaha, etc. The person who is free from the desire for the world, such as this world, Ayam Lokaha, Pitrulokaha and Devalokaha. And these lokas are sadhyaha. Katam sadhyaha? Putraihi sadhyaha. Putradibihi sadhyaha lokaha. See, I am lokaha means this world of human beings, bhulokaha. Please make a note. I am lokaha is equal to bhulokaha. This world where we live is I am lokaha. Then pitrulokaha. Then devalokaha. So all these worlds are sadhyaha, ayam lokaha, pitrulokaha, devalokascha, devalokaha iti yete lokaha, putradibhi sadhyaha lokaha. These worlds are accomplishable by having progeny. Okay, for having progeny, one has to enter into grihasthashrama. Only if a person has desire for accomplishing the other lokas, I want to be born again as a human being in this world, I want to go to Devaloka, I want to go to Pitruloka. If such a desire is there, and such a person, for him, those lokas can be accomplished, attained, only if a person has progeny. So to have progeny, one must get married, one must enter into Grihastashrama, and one must do all the duties ordained for the Grihastashrami. Whereas the person who has grown out of desire for these worlds, who is no more interested in the world, lokas, he is said to be Vyavritta Kamaha. Okay. So the person from whom desire for this world or world of men or world of devas, all this desire for the lokas have gone, which are accomplishable by having progeny, for that person, and not only that, not only this person is free from desire for the higher lokas, pitralokas, devaloka, or this loka, which can be accomplished by having progeny. Not only that, he is also atmaloka, nitya siddha atmaloka darshi. He is also a person of clear vision of ever-evident atma. Second thing, he does not see any more benefit in the karma. Karmani prayojanam api kimapi na pashyati. For such a person, karmani prayojanam apashyataha purushasya nitya siddha atmaloka darshinaha putradi sadhyebhyaha ayam lokaha pitralokaha devalokaha ityebhyaha vyavritta kamasya. For such a person, pravrittihi katham upapadyate. How is it possible for him to have any involvement in action? Is it clear? Shankara Bhagavatpada gives three reasons here. Okay, three karanani. Shankara Bhagavatpadehi atra pratipadyante. The three reasons are prescribed by Shankaracharya. Why a person, how a person cannot be involved at all in activities. It is not possible for a person to have involvement in activities due to these three reasons. First main reason is Nitya Siddha Atmaloka Darshanam. Nitya Siddha Atmaloka Darshanam is the first reason. Having the clear vision of the Atma is the first reason. Second reason is what? This person has completely become free from the desire for worlds, this world, other world, Devaloka, Mithraloka, all the worlds which are accomplishable by having progeny. He is free from desires, second reason. Third reason is, he does not see any more benefit in karma. Trini karanani kani, if the question is asked, putradi sadhyebhyaha lokebhyaha vyavritta kamaha. Then nitya siddha atmaloka darshi karmani prayojanam na pashyati. Okay, because of these reasons, the person, it is not possible for such a person to have involvement in actions. Okay, now I'm going to read the English thing. And progeny, etc., are meant for gaining lokas. For the one who has turned away from the desires for this world, the world of means, and Swargaloka, which are all achieved through sons, etc., and who has the vision of the Atma, which is ever evident, and who does not see any benefit in karma, how can there be any pursuit of action? Lokarthatvat putradinam. Putra is for gaining this world. We want to make a small sentence. Putradayaha lokarthaha. Okay. Certain forms of karma are for gaining pitraloka, and upasana is for gaining devaloka. Reference Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. These lokas are sadhyaha. Sadhyaha means accomplishable lokas. Adayappadathagunda ulahangal. These lokas are sadhyaha, to be accomplished. Yetebhyaha, from all these vyavritta kamasya, வியாவிருத்தாக காமாக யஸ்ய, வியாவிருத்தாக காமாக யஸ்ய சஹ வியாவிருத்த காமாக. The one who is free from desires, one who has dispassion for them, katam pravrittihi upapadyate, how can there be any pursuit of action in him? One literal translation, how is it possible for the involvement in karma? No. How does it happen? How does involvement in action happen? That is the literal translation. How can there be any pursuit of action in him? Not only he is dispassionate, nitya siddha atmaloka darshinaha. See, not only he has vairagya, he also nitya siddha atmaloka darshi. Nitya siddha atmaloka darshinaha. He has darshanam, clarity with reference to atmalokaha. Atmalokaha means what? Atmayeva lokaha. Means alokaha. Alokaha means swarupaha. Atma, that is the nature of effulgence. That is of the nature of effulgence. See, the word lokaha, meaning given is alokaha. Alokaha, the word lokaha means that which is illumined is lokaha. So alokaha also means the same. But alokaha, if you take it as effulgence. So atma eva lokaha, atmeka lokaha, what he says, atma, that is of nature of effulgence. Other lokas are subject to coming back. But atma lokaha is nitya siddhaha. It is ever accomplished. You do not need to do anything. You do not require putraha, vittam, or any karma. You do not require son or progeny, vittam, wealth, or any action. The word lokaha in atmalokaha is derived as lokyate anena iti. Lokyate anena iti lokaha. That by which everything is experienced, and that is atma alone. It's a beautiful word for atma. Make a note. Lokyate anena iti lokaha. The universe is called lokaha because that which is known, that which is seen, that which is experienced. Object also is called lokaha. Subject, that by which everything is known, is all seen, is also called lokaha. Which case you use is important. Lokaha itti shabdasya artadvayam asti. Ekaha artaha atma. Why? Lokyate anena iti lokaha. That by which everything is seen is lokaha. The world also is called lokaha. That which is seen. Okay, lokyate iti lokaha. Lokyate anena iti lokaha. You must know both. Okay, so atma lokha means what? Atma, which is of nature of effulgence, knowledge by which everything becomes known. That is atma lokaha. Nice to know this. Anyway, the word lokaha in atma lokaha is derived as lokyate anena iti. That by which everything is experienced, and that is atma alone. It is a boundary free lokaha, in which all other lokas are included. So, no lokaha is going to attract him. For that person who has the vision of atmalokaha, karmani prayojanam apashyataha, who does not see any purpose in karma, how there can be pravrittihi, pursuit of karma possible? It is not possible. Therefore, before the grihasthashrama itself, you can gain this knowledge. I'm adding one more sentence, if you are prepared. Suppose you are already a grihastha, then also karma ceases to be once you gain this knowledge. There is no rule that in grihasthashrama you will not gain knowledge. Please, all of you underline this. Very inspiring sentence for all of you. There's no rule that in grihasthashrama you will not gain knowledge. There can be jignasa. There can be jignasa, desire for knowledge. Because of having played the role of a parent, being a partner to the creator Ishvara and enjoying such an Ishvaratvam in procreation, there can be jignasa because of having played the role of a parent, being a partner to the creator Ishvara and enjoying such an Ishvaratvam in procreation, and a sense of satisfaction which one may not get without being a parent. So being a partner to the creator Ishvara means what? You are a miniature Ishvara. Because that's what Swamiji says. I remember Swamiji's words. Every father is a miniature Ishvara. Because you also create, for procreate. That's why. Ishvara, okay, enjoying certain Ishvaratvam in procreation and a sense of satisfaction which one may not get without being a parent. Marriage becomes a main sadhanam for maturity. Therefore, vivekaha is a possibility in grihasthashrama. When vivekaha is there, jignyasa will be there. Pursuit of knowledge cannot be denied to such a person. He has no pratibandhas due to regular performance of karmas he has been doing. Knowledge can certainly arise in him. Bhashyakara talks about what will happen to such a person. Okay. Is it clear? I move on to next sentence. Okay.
Swamiji, I have some questions. Yeah. May I ask a question about this? It's just, I'm intrigued by that very, very first sentence, which says, the sun is for gaining, or suns, etc., it's for gaining this world. Certain forms of karma are for gaining the next pitraloka, and so on.
Yeah, of course.
Does that mean that anybody who has a son will automatically come back to this, or children for that matter, will all automatically come back to this world? Is that what it's saying?
No, one of the reasons to be born a human being in this world, one of the qualifications required to be born in this human being, in this human world, one of the qualifications, not the only qualification, without having children also, because of punyam, one can be born a human being. Okay. But general rule is, one must have a son to be born a human being in this world, or to go to Pitraloka or to Devaloka. Well, Shastram says. That is why puttiti narakam. Narakat trayate iti putraha. Son protects the one from falling into the naraka. Because the son does what all the father does. Thereby he protects him from his falling into naraka, they say. Yeah, one of the qualifications, not the only qualification. Suppose somebody has son and he'll be born into a human being, there's no reason if he does only papa karma.
Yeah, okay. So the person who does not have children reduces his chances of being born into this world again, but
doesn't eliminate. No, not necessarily. That's not true. depending upon how the person lives, Pujya Swamiji always means how your antakaranam is, how you, the inner life is more important, Anandji. The thinking, the thoughts, the motives, the intentions, commitment to Dharma, Bhagavan, these things will bless a person with the best thing.
The reason is I'm thinking of my son who is determined not to have children. So he's reducing his chances of being born into this world again in his next life. Is that what's happening?
No, he has, see that virakti, why he doesn't want to have. The lot of energy, everyone has also a lot of background. A lot of misunderstanding, misconceptions, understanding. That's why that doesn't mean that he will not be born into this world. It depends upon how the person lives his life, what his inclinations are, interests are. He has interest in carpentry a lot, and that interest will bring him back to the human world again. Yeah. Okay. Pratipanna garhasthyasyapi, pratipanna garhasthyasyapi, vidyotpattau, vidya paripakat, vidya paripakad viraktasya karmasu prayojanam apashyatah karmabhyaha nivrittirevasyat karmabhyaha nivrittirevasyat. And the quotations are given. I'll read the quotations later on. Let us read the first sentence. Pratipanna garhasthyasya api. Pratipanna garhasthyasya api. See, pratipannam garhasthyam yasya saha pratipanna garhasthyaha. Pratipannam garhasthyam yasya means the grihasthashramaha has happened for whom? The person for whom grihasthashramaha has already happened. He is called pratipanna garhasthyaha. The person for whom grihasthashrama has already happened is the one who has already entered into the grihasthashrama. Pratipannam garhasthyam yasya saha pratipanna garhasthyaha. Tasya pratipanna garhasthyasya for him also. Vidya utpattau. In rising of the knowledge, vidya utpattihi, locative case vidya utpattau, vidyayaha utpattau, in rising of the knowledge, vidya paripakat, vidya paripakat. See, vidyaya paripakaha, vidya paripakaha. Paripakaha means maturity. Paripakaha, paripakvam. Paripakaha means, vidya paripakaha means the maturity, absolute maturity, total maturity, clear vision, born of the knowledge, or maturity, born of clear vision. Vidyaya jataha paripakaha, vidya paripakaha. And because of that, vidya paripakatu, vidya utpattau, vidya paripakatu, when knowledge rises, and because of that knowledge, because of the clear vision, because of the maturity the person has, viraktasya. Viraktaha means what? A person. Viraktaha is the person of absolute dispassion. Viraktaha means dispassionate person. Viraktasya, for a dispassionate person. Dispassionate person in what? Karmasu. Karmasu viraktasya. So we can say this person karmasu viraktaha bhavati. கர்மசு விரக்தக பவதி. கத்தம் விரக்தக பவதி? பரிபாகாத், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் மெச்சூரிட்டி. பரிபாக கத்தம் பவதி? வித்யயா. சோ வித்யயா பரிபாகாத் விரக்தக பவதி, கர்மசு விரக்தக பவதி. ஹி பிகம்ஸ் டோட்டலி டிஸ்பாஷனேட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி மெச்சூரிட்டி பார்ன் ஆஃப் கிளியர் விஷன். When does clear vision, when does he have maturity? Vidya utpattav, when the knowledge rises. When, for whom knowledge rises? For the person who is mature, even the person who for whom Grihastashrama has happened. Even for the person who has entered into Grihastashrama, knowledge can rise. When the knowledge rises, even for a person who is in Grihastashrama, because knowledge rises, because of the maturity born of clear understanding, it is natural for him to become dispassionate towards all the karmas. So pratipanna garhasthasya api vidya utpattav vidya paripakat karmasu viraktah viraktihi bhavati. Karmasu viraktihi bhavati, he person becomes viraktah. Okay, second thing, karmasu, not only karmasu viraktaha, karmani prayojanam na pashyati. Karmasu prayojanam na pashyati. Pashyan, here na pashyati apashyan. Karmasu prayojanam apashyataha. So, the person who is dispassionate, who does not see the benefit anymore in karma. He is viraktaha. Viraktaha, how did he become viraktaha? Because of the paripakaha. Paripaka is because of the jnanam. Okay? And he does not see any benefit in karma also. Karmasu prayojanam na pashyati. Therefore, for such a person, karmabhyaha nivrittihi eva syat. Such a person, nivrittihi eva syat means, literal translation is retirement. It is definitely, it will happen. Definitely that person will renounce the karmas. Renunciation from karmas will happen. Karmabhyaha nivrittihi eva syat means what? He will become dispassionate towards karma. He will leave the karma. Retirement from karmas definitely will happen. Literal translation, if you want, retirement from karmas will happen. Actually, should happen is the meaning, but syat means may happen. Retirement from karmas may happen. So, karmabhyaha nivrittihi means what? Withdrawal from actions will be very natural for a person who does not see any more benefit in karmas. Not only that, he is also mature because of the clear vision of the Atma, even though he is into Grihasthashrama. Is it clear? Okay. So, pratipanna garhasthasya api vidya utpattav vidya paripakat பரிபாக்காத் விரக்தஹ பவதி. தஸ்ய தாத்ருஷஸ்ய விரக்தஸ்ய கர்மசு ப்ரயோஜனம் அபஷ்யதஹ கர்மப்யஹ நிவ்ருத்தி ஏவ ஸ்யாத். நிவ்ருத்தி ஏவ ஸ்யாத் மீன் நிவ்ருத்திரேவ பவதி. நிவ்ருத்தி ஏவ பவதி, டெஃபினெட்லி ரிட்டையர்மெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் வர்க் ஆக்ட் கர்மாஸ் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? He will withdraw himself from activities. Okay. Here, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad mantra is quoted here by Shankara Bhagavad Pada. Pravrajishyan va areham atmasthanadasmi. With a very beautiful sentence. I want to read it correctly, properly. Pra is a prefix. Vrajati, vrajati, gachati, ityartha. Vrajishyati, will go. pravrajishyati, will wander. Literal meaning is will wander. Means move away. So pravrajishyan is what? Future tense like gachan, patan. Future tense pravrajishyan. 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 Moving away here and there. Wandering here and there. Pravrajishyan. The parivrajaka comes from here. Pari is a different prefix. It's a pravrajishyan means parivrajishyan. Wandering here and there. That's the meaning. Pravrajishyan va. The person will say what? Are. You know? Are. It's just an expression to address somebody. You can call are. Are patni. But Patni never calls Are. Okay. Patni once are Aryaputra, Natha, like that. But he calls Are. Oh. It's the way of hi. Like that. Are. Aham asmat sthanad asmi. Asmat sthanad asmi means what? Aham asmin sthane asmi. Aham asmat sthanat asmi means aham asmin sthane asmi. Aham asmin sthane asmi means what? I am in that position. I am in the situation. Which situation? I am getting ready to move away. I am in the process of going away. I am in the process of moving away, wandering away. Okay. Aham asmin sthane asmi. Nan anda madriyana or nilayile irikkiren. Manalil irikkiren. Un ulagathindu. Engo sendu suttitthirudarkana manalile nan irikkiren. That is the meaning. I am in that situation, position. Aham asmin sthane asmi. Adu mantrathil eppadi varudhuna? How it comes, aham asmat sthanat asmi. Kidush kasmat sthana, kasmin sthane, pravrajishyami, iti chintayan asmi. Pravrajishyami, iti chintayan asmi. I'm thinking I'll be moving away. Pravrajishyan va are aham asmat sthanat asmi. Iti evamadi shruti linga darshanat. Itevamadi shruti, shruti eva lingam. It's a clue. See, darshana means it is shown here that this is a clue. This statement of shruti, shruti statement gives us a clue. What clue? That this person, even though he is pratipanna garhastyaha, he has entered into grihastha ashrama, but still he is a jnani. He vidya utpattav means what? In the rising of, when the knowledge rises, the knowledge has happened. So vidya, because of vidya, he is paripakaha. Yes, he has also paripakkum, he has maturity. Therefore, viraktaha. Mature people naturally become dispassionate. And for a dispassionate person, and he does not see any benefit in karma also. For such a person, what will he do? Nivrittihi eva syat. Karmabhyaha nivrittihi eva syat. For such a person, naturally, withdrawal from actions alone happens. Very natural. This statement is the example. This Vedic statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad gives the clue. It is possible not for everybody. For some people, it is possible. Nice, isn't it? Okay. Even if one has entered Grihastha Ashrama, once he gains the knowledge, he develops dispassion due to clarity of vision. He does not see any use in karma. And for him, there will be only withdrawal from karmas. In support of this, we see logical shrutis such as, O Maitreyi. Maitreyi is not mentioned, but still we can add because mantra is, it is addressed by Rishi. O Maitreyi, Are. From this stage of life, Asmat Sthanat, Asmat Sthanat. From this stage of life, now it comes correctly. I am in the process of moving away. Pravrajishyan Asmat Sthanat. Here Asmat Sthanat. Here correctly, from this stage of life. Aham Pravrajishyan. Pravrajishyan. I am in the process of moving away. Bhagadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 5th section, 2nd mantra. Okay. Pratipanna garhasthyasya. Pratipanna grastashramaha yena. Saha. Pratipanna garhasthyaha. Tasya api. Means, even for the one who has entered the grastashrama, married life, for him also, what happens? Suppose he becomes qualified for this knowledge. Because of his Veda Adhyayanam and living a Vedic way of life, he may have Shastra Jnanam that may not be complete and he may like to complete it. Vidya Paripakad. Because of the Vidya Paripakaha, maturity gained by Vidya. Karmasu Viraktasya. With reference to karma, he has become dispassionate. He is no more Raktaha. Interested. Raktaha, participle. Okay. But still it is a intransitive. Raktaha, interested. Attached also. Viraktaha, detached. Raktaha, attached. Interested in karma. Prayojanam apashyataha. He does not see any purpose in the karmas. Apashyataha is what? Apashyan, apashyantam, apashyataha, apashyate, apashyataha, apashyataha. Takaranta Shabda, 6th case. Prayojanam apashyataha. For the one who does not see any purpose in the karmas, he has withdrawn from all the kamya karmas, including those meant for swargaha. What will he get by doing this karma? Any sukham that karma phalam brings, including swargaloka, is included in Atmanandaha. Therefore, karmabhyaha nivrittihi eva syat. He will only withdraw from all the karmas. He is an enlightened karma yogi. If he takes to sannyasa, that is very natural. Such a person taking to sannyasa is seen in the shastram itself. Yajnavalkya was a successful grihastha. In fact, he was so successful, he got married twice and both were happy. Yajnavalkya was a happy person, a highly informed person, one who was responsible for Shukla Yajurvedaha. Bhagavan revealed the Veda through him. There was once a discussion in the assembly of Janakaha. The winner of debate would get 1,000 cows, horns decorated with the gold, and of course, along with enough grazing land for the cows. Even before the debate started, Yajnavalkya told his disciple, take the cows home. He was so sure that he would win the debate. Having got the maturity through Grihastha, he desires to take to sannyasaha. So, Grihastha is meant for paripakaha, maturity. It has to make a person ready for sannyasa. He is a sannyasi already in jnanam, in maturity, in attitude towards wealth, and so on. Grihasthashrama is meant to cook the person. Pakaha is cooking. And pakvam means cooked, matured. A brahmachari is a raw person. He has to go through the process of cooking. And that is what Grihasthashrama is. All the sharp edges in the person are blunted in Grihasthashrama. Knowledge takes place for that person and afterwards he walks out. Yajnavalkya tells his wife Maitreyi, Are Maitreyi, Aham Asmat Pratyakshat Sthanat Garhasthya Ashramat Pravrajishyan Asmi Pravrajishyan Asmi. I am in the process of moving away from this garhasthya stage in life. That means giving up the grihasthashrama, he wants to enter into sannyasa. He tells Maitreyi, I am dividing all my wealth equally between both of you. She asks the question, can I get amritattvam through wealth? Then he replies, Vittena na asha asti. Wealth will not give amritattvam. For amritattvam, one has to see atma. And the means to see atma are shravanam, mananam and nididhyasana. Therefore, sannyasashrama is very much there in this shruti. We see the lingam, indication, clue for its existence and direct shruti also is there. Therefore, hey Purupakshi, never ever bring your view of not wanting to have Grihasthashrama. If you want, please go get into Grihasthashrama, stay in Grihasthashrama, do karma, but don't say it should not be there at all. Other sannyasashrama should not be there. Don't say that. Very nice. Okay. Purapakshi comes again.
Swamini, can you explain Shruti Lingam? What exactly it means?
Lingam means a clue. See, the word lingam, Shiva Lingam, Lingaha, when you say, Liyate Asmin Sarvam Iti Lingam. Okay, that in which everything resolves is called a linga. Then Parabhagavan is called a linga. That is Shiva linga. The one in whom everything resolves. Liyate, praliyate, asmin paramatmani, sarvam iti.
Linga.
Is a linga. But that is lingayat. Okay? That is your thing also. But this lingam means a clue, hint, indication, indicatory light, mark, is called lingam. So, linga darshana means the shruti statement also gives us the hint, it indicates the fact that sannyasashrama is recommended for a mature grihastha. It does not need to be a grihastha anymore. Shastram itself says, linga darshana means the indication given by, shown by the Shastra. shown in the Shastram, shown by the Shastram.
Thank you so much.
Evamadi, evamadayaha shrutayaha shrutinam linga darshanat, shruti linga darshanat. Due to the presentation of clues, hints, indications in terms of the shrutis, statements of Veda. Beautiful answer was given. Now Pura Pakshi comes again. Karma Prati Shuter Yatna Dhikya Darshana Dayuktamiti Ched Agnihotra di Karma Prati Shuter Adhiko Yatnaha Mahamscha Karmanyaya Saha అనేక సాధన సాధ్యత్వాత్ అగ్నిహోత్రాదీనాం. రీడ్ అగైన్. కర్మ ప్రతి శ్రుతే యత్న ఆధిక్య దర్శనాత్ యత్న ఆధిక్య దర్శనాత్ అయుక్తం ఇతి చేత్. అగ్నిహోత్రాది కర్మ ప్రతి శ్రుతే అధికః యత్నః మహాన్ చ మహాన్స్ చ కర్మణి ఆయాసః అనేక సాధన సాధ్యత్వాత్ అగ్నిహోత్రాదీనాం. పూర్వపక్షి స్టిల్ కెనాట్ కీప్ క్వైట్. వాట్ డస్ హీ సే? లుక్ అట్ దిస్. Shrutehe karma prati means what? Karmani prati, towards karma. Karma prati means towards karma. Towards karma means what? For karma. See, whenever prati comes, it gives you the fourth case meaning. Okay? Towards, for, with regard to, these are the meanings you get when the word prati comes. Karma prati means with regard to karma, for karma, to karma. These are all the meanings. Okay, with regard to karma, shrutehe, shrutehe is positive case of shrutihi. Shrutehe, yatna adhikya darshanat means what now? Shrutehe, yatna adhikyam asti, yatna adhikya darshanam asti. Means what? Yatna adhikyam means, yatnaha means prayatnaha, effort. Adhikam, adjective, adhikyam, noun. Due to the abundance of effort, adhikyam, noun form of adhikam, adhikam, more. More means how much? Noun form is adhikyam. You can't say moreness, okay? Due to the much, much more, or due to the abundance of effort, adhikya darshanat. Yatra adhikya darshanat, shrutehe. See, shruti shows, shruti presents, prescribes abundance of effort in performing karma. One needs lot of effort in performing karma. So shruti darshayati, shrutihi darshayati, karma yatna yatnasya adhikyam darshayati, shrutihi karma prati yatnasya adhikyam darshayati. Shruti shows abundance of effort to be involved in performing karma. Therefore, due to that reason, darshanat, due to that reason, ayuktam, it is not proper. What to say is not proper. What to say is not proper means what? One can skip grihastha ashramaha, what you say, one does not need to be in Grihastashrama itself. One has a choice. What to say, it is not proper. Okay? Shrutehe, Shrutihi yatnasya adhikyam darshayati karma prati. Ataha. Because of that reason. Iti che. That is what, if I say that, then he continues. Agnihotra adhi karma prati shruter adhikaha yatnaha mahancha ayasaha. There's a great strain. Mahan ayasaha means there's a great strain involved in performing mahan ayasaha. Great strain in performing karma. And effort also is more. Adhikaha prayatnaha. Adhikaha yatnaha. More effort and great strain. Okay. Strain are mentioned towards with regard to karma, especially Agnihotram karma. Aneka sadhana sadhyatvat Agnihotradinam. He said, Shruti shows abundance of effort required in performing rituals. Then, especially with regard to performing Agnihotram karma, Shruti itself shows more effort and great strain. Why? Why great strain and more effort in performing Agnihotram karma? Because aneka sadhana sadhyatvat Agnihotradinam. There are sadhyani, there are more ends to be accomplished. Sadhanani, more things are required also. The means and ends accomplished through Agnihotram are many. Therefore, he says, means what? All the sadhanani, sadhana, sadhya, anekatvat. Due to as there are many, many sadhanani, the means required to perform ritual, it involves great strain. So, Agnihotradinam karmanam aneka sadhanani sadhyani cha santi ataha. Therefore, due to that reason, Agnihotradi karma prati adhikaha yatnaha kartavyaha mahan ayasaha cha kartavyaha iti Shrutehe darshanam is what Shruti shows. Okay. What you say is not proper. Ayuktam. Define sentence ayuktam. The first sentence, karma prati Shrutehe yatra adhikya darshanat ayuktam. Iti che. Ayuktam means it is not proper. Because we see the Shruti putting forth more effort with regard to karma. See, when the sentence is, when Shruti puts forth more effort, means what? Shruti shows that more effort should be put forth by us. Shruti putting more effort with regard to karma. With regard to Agnihotra karma, etc., the Shruti's effort is more. And great effort, I prefer the word strain, anyway, great effort is involved, ayasaha, involved in performing karmas, because Agnihotram, etc., can be accomplished through many ingredients. Insight has gone into me. I become a non-vegetarian for a minute. Some insight has gone into I don't know what's Purupakshi argues, when you look at the Shruti, huge part of it is committed to unfold karma. Purapakshi argues, when you look at the Shruti, huge part of it is committed to unfold karma. This is volume argument, bulk argument. Karma prati shrutehe yatnadhikyam asti. With reference to karma, there is a huge effort on the part of the Shruti. Lot of effort is made by the Shastram to make you do karma. Therefore, karma should not be given up. Even what Yajnavalkya did is not proper. Now Bhashyakara explains his brief statement. Agnihotradi karma prati sutehe adhikaha yatnaha. There is more effort of the Shruti with reference to Agnihotradi karma. Mahamscha karma, mahamscha karmani, karmani ayashaha. Mahamscha karmani ayashaha. Not only on the part of the Shruti, the effort is big, but also there's a lot of effort on the part of the performer of the Agnihotram, etc. You have to maintain the fire that is lighted on the day of marriage lifelong. You should not light up a new fire from the embers left out of the previous day's ritual. You have to bring out the fire next day and then do the offering. You have to keep feeding the fire with the fuel because oblations cannot be offered unto ashes. You should offer unto the tongues of the fire only. Fire has to carry the oblations. Some glowing embers have to be there at the end for carrying forward to the next day. So, Agnihotradi karmasu mahan ayasaha vartate. On the part of the doer of Agnihotram, etc., also there is a lot of effort. Efforts are more in Agnihotradi karma because aneka sadhana sadhyatvat. They are accomplished with the help of various means. In Vaidika karmas, dry twigs of Ashwatha Vrikshaha, dry twigs of Ashwatha, and some other trees are necessary. The twigs have to be those that have fallen from the tree. They should be dead wood. You cannot take twigs from the cut branches and offer. In the rainy season, you will not get dried twigs. Therefore, you have to store them. You cannot argue, why not some other twigs? That is how the rules are. More effort on the part of the performer of karma is due to sadhana bahulyam. Bahulya means plurality. Okay, due to the plurality of efforts required on the part of the performer. Samanyangaludaya panmai. Okay, really speaking, the importance for karma is not established by yatna adhikyam. The extra effort made by the Shastram towards Vrishtashrama or Ayasa Bahulyam, the extra effort involved in performing those karmas. The Purapakshi's argument is meant for some other reason. It serves some other purpose. That purpose is called Anyatha Siddhihi. In argument, you do that. First, Bhashyakara explains the Purapaksha and then afterwards establishes the Anyatha Siddhihi. So what is Anyatha Siddhihi? Shankara will show us later on. You see that. tapo brahmacharyadinancha itarashrama karmanam garhasthepi samanatvant ananya sadhana pekshatvacha itaresham na yuktastulyavad vikalpaha ashramibihi tasyeti chet. We'll continue on Friday. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.